Why I blog. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4. I used to read the Bible and write my thoughts about what I read in a journal. I started this habit sometime in 2004. In April 2015, one day after reading the Bible and journaling, God spoke to me and said, "Susie, it's time to start putting these thoughts onto a blog." I agreed with God. However, not being so techie, it took me 4 odd years to follow this instruction. One day, as I was reading some messages on a WhatsApp platform, I stumbled upon the Wix app. So my first blog was built using the Wix app in May 2019. When it finally happened, it seemed like a miracle had unfolded before my eyes. My joy was boundless. Getting towards the close of 2019, I decided it was time to buy the domain name flatlikedaily.com. So I switched from the Wix app, bought a domain and started flatlikedaily.com. January 1, 2020, flatlikedaily.com went live. Currently, the blog has sections on health and wellness, which we call Fabulously You, sections on relationships, which we call Heart Over Matter, section on fiction and poetry, which we call Creative Corner, a section on spiritual life, which we call Faith on the Go, a section on personal development, which we call Better You, and articles from readers, which we call Your Turn, as well as a personality profile or biographies section. It's already a year since flatlikedaily.com went live, and I'm grateful to God for what He has done. Thanks to all the readers who have contributed articles over the period. I'm also grateful to our team of publicists who have helped in getting the word out. Thank you to all our readers. You give us momentum for what we do. We are grateful for all the comments and suggestions we get. Indeed, great things He has done and greater things He would do. Unto God be all the glory. My heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the King. My tongue is the pen of the ready writer. Psalms 45 and verse 1.